So anyway, I needed to get my work my way back to England, and I was able to do that in a very unusual way. I went to an army airfield, and remember, the army at that time, the Canadian army at least, didn't have a lot of They were artillery observation planes, little grasshoppers we call them. I suppose they were Ansons or
Piper,
were they? Yeah, little biplanes or single wing planes. They did artillery observation, but they did fly across the channel sometimes with couriers. And I was bumming a ride. I met a friend of mine who had been in the artillery with me, and he'd gone on to air artillery. Something I had wanted to do, by the way, and didn't somehow get it worked out, never did, was able to do it. But he was now flying for artillery observation. And he said, yeah, I could ride with him across. But then he came up to me a little later, and he says, I got a better idea. Why don't you go on a regular courier flight? I'll get you into Brussels. And there's a big plane, a big military plane that flies every day. And you go on that plane. Well, okay. But now, remember, here I am with no leave. I'm actually AWOL at this point from my hospital. But they're not going to be very tough on me after what I've gone through. But I am absent from the hospital. I'm trying to get back to it. I go on this plane. And remember, I have been on the road. I didn't have a lot of gear with me. And I was afraid I didn't look as good as I should have with my uniform and everything. And I was trying to look my best. But I was still getting a lot of mileage out of the regiment name that I had, the 1st Division Patch, and my wound stripes. And so I get on this military transport plane, and here I'm walking behind a brigadier general and a few other senior ranking officers are all traveling on this plane, and they're kind of looking at me, wondering what I'm doing on this thing as the first lieutenant, and I didn't have any papers with me or anything, and I'm just trying to bluff it out, and they didn't say anything to me. There again, remember, they're rear echelon types. And they didn't bother me at all. And I got on that plane, and it landed at Heathrow, I guess, in London. And we got on an army bus, went to Canadian Army headquarters in London. These guys all go in, and I'm bringing up the rear trying to get out of this predicament. I didn't want to go inside. I had no business in there. And so I just kept walking up the street to Piccadilly Square, I guess, and then finally got on the train and went back to the hospital, where nothing was said. The hospital personnel were not too military in their focus. They're kind of like MASH units. I guess they can care less if you want to take off. And so nobody bothered me, and that was the end of my hospital stay. It wasn't long after that I was sent back to on a troop ship to go to Canada, headed for the Pacific Theater, where by this time, since I'd been wounded 3 times, I was eligible not to be in the front line anymore, and I was going to become a public relations officer for the Canadian Army. And I would have a jeep and would be able to take war correspondents around and keep them out of trouble. I think my brother at Ottawa, who was director of Army Public Relations, had worked this out. And it was going to be a neat job. I was looking forward to it because it was kind of exciting to be up near where the action was. But it was also kind of nice to know that you could take off if it got too hot. And yet it wasn't unmilitary. You were supposed to protect civilian war correspondents. I never got the chance to do that because the war with Japan ended as I was coming across Canada on a troop ship, on a troop train, excuse me, from Halifax to Vancouver, British Columbia, where I was going to be discharged. And people, as we went through the small towns in northern Ontario, I remember, held up the papers as the train was whizzing through saying, Japan surrenders. So the war ended. When I got back to Vancouver, the army, you know, couldn't slow down. They kept sending me telegrams to report to reinforcement training or reinforcement depot in Toronto on my way to Japan. And I said, wait a minute, the war's ended all over the place. I'm not going to Japan. And shortly thereafter got a job with a Canadian government department called the National Film Board of Canada, and never did report back.
You were discharged.
I was discharged then in Vancouver. And that was the end of my
trip. First lieutenant, or what was your
idea? I was first lieutenant, yes. I had one comment on that. When I was in Italy, and many times my company commander would get shot or disabled, and it was my turn to be promoted, and they would play this kind of a trick on me. Remember, I had voluntarily joined a permanent force or regular army outfit, and everybody in it, for the most part, that was their career. I was one of the few sort of civilian types of soldiers in there, And the senior officers would come to me and say, "You don't plan to stay in the Army, Tom, do you, after the war?" And I'd say, "No way, I'm getting out of Susquehanna." Well, they said, "Well, you wouldn't mind then if we have a colonel back in Canada who has to get some time in. It would help his career, you see. And he's reduced himself to captain, but he needs some experience. So he's coming in, and he'll take over the company." And this happened to me over and over again. The first two times it happened, I didn't seem to care. But after a while, I said, "Wait a minute, this is crazy. These guys come in, spend about 2 or 3 weeks, get their experience, quote-unquote, then go back to their full rank, and all the time I'm getting shot at, I'm going to get my head blown off, I'm not getting paid for it."
Hey, that's punching me.
Right, and I would ended up actually doing the work, because whenever the action started, it usually was me that ended up staying there, and these guys were nowhere to be found. They were in some rear echelon area, didn't know what to do anyway, because they were so new. So it ended up, I was running the company when the big snafu started, and I'm not getting the credit or the pay or the rank for it. And actually, I didn't care. Being young at that time, I said, "So what? This is not my lifetime career. I'll get out of here."